Blog Talk Radio.
Andenya, kasenyo iska arb baluta kenoch, zawater yemi bal. Said on the days from Monday to Friday. Salam lanchi hun inatachin kavrit beta Christian. Gidda gdaochish lepazion. In kwe yetegetu nacho. Salam lanchi hun inatachin kubrut beta Christian. Peace be to you, our mother, O honorable church. Thy walls are embroidered with topaz. Peace, salam, shalom. Be to thee, our mother, O honorable church.
Mizmor Menhet, Shir Mizmor Livne Korah. יפה נוף משוש כל הארץ, הר ציון ירקדי צפון, קריית מלך רב. אלוהים בארמנותיה נודע למשגב, כי הנה המלכים נועדו, עברו יחדיו. הם מראו כן תמהו, נבהלו נחפזו. רעדה אחזה אדם שם, חיל כיונדה. ברוח קדים תשפר אוליביון תרשיש. כאשר שמענו כן ראינו, בעיר אדוני צבאות בעיר אלוהינו. אלוהים יכונניה עד עולם סלע. דימינו אלוהים חסדך, בקרב היכליך. כשמך אלוהים, כן תהילתך על קץ וארץ, צדק מלאה ימיניך. ישמח הר ציון, תגלנה בנות יהודה למען משפטיך. שופו ציון והתקיפוה, ספרו מגדליה, שיתו לבכם לחלה, פסגו ארמנותיה, למען תספרו לדור אחרון, כי זה אלוהים אלוהינו עולם ועד, הוא ינהגנו על מות. בעיר אלוהינו הר קודשו. יפה נוף משוש כל הארץ, הר ציון ירקדי צפון, קריית מלך רב. אלוהים בארמנותיה נודע למשגב, כי הנה המלכים נועדו, עברו יחדיו. הם מראו כן תמהו, נבהלו נחפזו. רעדה אחזה אדם שם, חיל כיונדה. ברוח קדים תשפר אוליביון תרשיש. כאשר שמענו כן ראינו, בעיר אדוני צבאות בעיר אלוהינו. אלוהים יכונניה עד עולם סלע. דימינו אלוהים חסדך בקרב היכליך. כשמך אלוהים, כן תהילתך על קץ וארץ, צדק מלאה ימיניך. ישמח הר ציון, תתרגלנה בנות יהודה למען משפטיך. שופו ציון והקיפוה, ספרו מגדליה, שיטו לבכם לחלה, הסגו ארמנותיה. למען תספרו לדור אחרון, כי זה אלוהים אלוהינו עולם ועד, הוא ינהגנו על מות.
Shalom, shalom, Haberim. So the evening psalm here for the Monday, the second day of the Shavuah, we have Psalm 48, right there for Hebrew on Zebulun Dub System, Psalm 48. Here, 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 this psalm right here, here, here. Yes, sir.
Psalm 48. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain. Psalm 48.
Mizmor Memchet. שיר מזמור לבני קורח, אור 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 לבני קורח.
Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together, they saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice, let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgments. Walk about Zion, and go round about her, tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks, consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, forever.
That's the English right there, the Hebrew highlight right there, the superscription, the titles are here in the Royal Amharic Dub. Why?
Rastafari, Africa is a must. So no matter first now, cause you have to jump on this your bus, Zion born, right? Do it.
Mazmur Arbasavat Bekenef Arbasavat. Bahulatanya Sambat Yakorel Jochiam Sidana Mazmur. እግዚአብሔር ትልቅ ነው በአምላካችን ከተማ በተቀደሰው ተራራ ምስጋናው ብዙ ነው በሰሜን ወገን በመልካም ስፍራ የቆመ የምድር ሁሉ ደስታ የጽዮን ተራራ ነው እርሱም የትልቁ ንጉስ ከተማ ነው እግዚአብሔር ባዳራሾቿ መጠጊያ ሆኖ ይታወቃል እነሆ ነገሥታት ተከማችተው በአንድነት መጥተዋል እነርሱ ሳይተው ተደነቁ ደነገጡ ታወቁ መንቀጥቀጥ እንደ ወላድ ምጥ በዚያ ያዛቸው በኃይለኛ ነፋስ የተርሴስን መርከቦች ተሰብራለ እንደ ሰማን እንዲሁ አየ በሰራዊት ጌታ ከተማ በአምላካችን ከተማ እግዚአብሔር ለዘላለም ያጠናታል አምላክ ሆይ በአሕዛብ መካከል ምሕረትህን ተቀበልን አምላክ ሆይ እንደ ስምህ እንዲሁም እስከ ምድር ዳርቻ ድረስ ምስጋናህ ነው ቀኝህ ጽድቅን የተሞላች ናት አቤቱ ስለ ፍርድህ የጽዮን ተራራ ደስ ይበለው የአይሁድም ሴት ልጆች ሐሴት ያድርጉ ጽዮንን ክበቧት በዙሪያዋም ተመላለሱ ግንቦቿንም ቁጠሩ በብርታቷ ልባችሁን አኑሩ አዳራሿን አስቡ ለሚመጣው ትውልድ ትነግሩ ዘንድ ለዓለምና ለዘላለም ይህ አምላካችን ነው እርሱም ለዘላለም ይመራናል
Psalm 48
Mizmor Memchet Shir Mizmor Livne Korach Livne Korach
Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together, they saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever.
Zion, gotta leave for Zion. Come out of her, my people. Gotta come out of this. Zion Gates culture. Here, here, here.
I don't wanna be shut out of Zion.
So here we're at the 51st degree of the sabbatical study, here in the last of the Shabbats, the seven Shabbats for the new year. So new year coming forward, looking forward to the first day, Gregorian, 25th of September, yeah, that time, coming forward right here. So right here, brothers and sisters, one more little Rhema tune, Sister Desiree right here, just to lift up our iris here. Second day of the Shavua, the Yom HaShemi, here on the Monday podcast. Yes, I, Rastafari. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 30, coming forward. Also the first and second Aliyah. But first this, Desiree, Zion. Yes, I. Home. Speaking about Zion. Yes, I. And look, you know, technology is funny. The track here is spinning. You know, as we start to introduce it, thought the tune would drop right there. Let's see if we can do this right. There we go. That's right.
Zion. First Aliyah for this Shabbat, Sabbath, ye stand. Ye are standing. You all are standing. Hear, hear, hear. For the Hebrew first words here, and the first aliyah, the first up offering, the first reading for this Shabbat. Here, the 51st sabbatical Torah portion, reading and feeding on annual rest, the far sabbatical studies, and here for this Shabbat strong, Nitzavim. Here, 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 we pick up with the fifth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Deuteronomy. Here, picking up with chapter 29, here at verse 9 in the Hebrew Masorah, corresponding with verse 10 in the KJV. Here, here, here. Shema'a Yisra'el. Here, give ear. B'shem Ha'av Ve'Habein Ve'Ruach HaKadosh Yahuwah Echad. Here, here, here. Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulkem Lifnei Yahuwah Elchekem Rashekem Shibatekem Zikanekem Ve'Shotarekem. Call Ish Yisrael. Ye, y'all, stand this day, all of you, before Yahweh Jehovah, y'all Elohim, your captains, your heads of your tribes, your elders, and your officers, with all the men, all man of Yisrael. Atem Nitzavim. Ye, stand. Ye, y'all, stand. Atem Nitzavim. Hayom, this day. Kulkem, all of you. Lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah Elohim, before he who be, we be, y'all Elohim. Rashekem, your captains, your heads, your rasses. Rashekem, Shivatekem, of your tribes, your tribes, Shibatekem, Ziknekem, y'all elders, with Shotarekem, and your officers, with Shotarekem, call Ish, all man, call Ish, Yisrael, all man of Yisrael, your little ones, your wives, and thy stranger that is in thy camp, from the hewer of thy wood to the drawer of thy water, that thou shouldest enter into the covenant with Yahuwah Eloheka, with Jehovah the I Elohim, and into his oath, which Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, maketh with thee I this day. And Shema'a Yisrael, hear, hear, hear. Give ear, hear for the Sheni. The Sheni, the second Aliyah, the second reading, the second up offering up here for this Shabbat Nitzavim. Sabbath, ye stand. Sabbath, y'all stand. Y'all stand. Litma'an Hakim Oteka Hayoma Loa Li'am Wihua Yihye Lika Lelohim Kaashara Dibera Lak Wikaashara Nishba La Eboteka Li Abraham Li Yitzhak U Li Yaakov. Here, here, here for the Sheni, for the second up offering, second reading here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Nitzavim. Here picking up with the fifth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book known and called as Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 29, here at verse 12 in the Hebrew corresponding to verse 13 in the KJV and the English Bibles. That he may establish the eye today for a people to himself, and that he may be to the eye a Elohim, true good, true God, as he hath sworn to the eye, and as he hath said to the eye, and as he hath sworn to thy fathers, thy patriarchs, to Abraham, to Yitzhak, and to Yaakov, Lima'an Hakim Oteka. Hayom aloa li'am. that he may establish thee, I, today, for a people to himself. Wehua yihyeleka lelohima ka asher diber lak. And that he may be to thee a Elohim, true good, true God. With Asher Nishba'a la Avoteka le Avraham le Yitzhak u le Yaakov, as he has said to thee, I, and as he has sworn to thy fathers, thy patriarchs, to Avraham, to Yitzhak, and to Yaakov. Neither with you only do I make this covenant and this oath, but with him that standeth here with us, with I and I, this day, before Lifnei Yahuwah Eloheinu, before Jehovah, I and I Elohim, and also with him, that is not here with I and I, with us, this day, this day, this day, this day, this day, this day. Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong.
Get up and show.
by good seed and sow.
Iba Mahia, IBA MAHR. Check him out. Iba Mahia, get up and show here. Busy first sabbatical study, Nitzabim, one standing. What does that mean, Chaberim? Get up. Yes, I. Get up and show. Get up, stand up. Yes, I. Keeping right.
Study this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
We still have some questions, reasonings from the previous, the 50th sabbatical study, as we segue right here to the 51st. Like to follow up on that as well as today's daily psalm right here, you know. Hope all is well for the brothers and sisters. I know that, you know, the brothers and sisters are also going through a lot of trials and tribulation. The word says that and the reality show I that. So right here, just have some good music, hopefully, to uplift I Irish and a good reason. Then come and follow.
Get up, keep us traveling on.
Give up the
life.
Get up,
keep us traveling on.
Give up the life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
keep on coming.
Give up the fight.
Mitzabim, one standing, stand, atem. Mitzabim, atem. You all standing. Let's get a good inner standing, get a good overstanding. Q&A coming forward. Let's keep the vision, Zion in the vision. Let's go. Father, vision, the people perish. Seen, what you see when you see Zion. What's the meaning of Zion, by the way? Has anyone ever wondered about, well, what does Zion mean? Let's take that down as a study, as a research. What does Zion mean? What and where is Zion? Is Zion a place? Like a physical place? Is it a place in grace? What is Zion? Keep that as a note right there. We're about to get in some of the Q's and A's right here. So here, for continuity purposes, picking up from the 50th sabbatical study, the Kitavo. Here. We are left off on the first day service, Sunday service for the RSS. Number 50 here, we're in the 51st as we're moving forward. But first, that's the reason right here. We're left off with question 34. We said it was 33, but then we went to the 34th degree. That was the question that is in Joshua 8, verse 33. Let's grab right here. Let's grab our swords. Grab your pen and your paper. All right, the sacred scripture, B-I-B-L-E, a willing and attentive and, when necessary, a repentive heart. Because we're in the season of Teshuvah, the Cheshbon HaNefesh, right? This soul-searching season as we are heading into the autumn, the end of the year, feast and festival, the third of the three pilgrim festivals coming forward to the Yom Teruah, the Day of Trumpets, a.k.a. Rosh Hashanah, the Hebrew, we could say the Judaic, the civil new year here in the lunar solar calendar, the calculation mainly from the lunar. As we know that the solar already has fulfilled on September 11th, so Melkam Adis Ameta Darasachu, beautifully good Ethiopia, Kingdom of God, New Year. So here from the RSS number 50, question 34, and Joshua, Yehoshua, Joshua, Iyasu, Joshua chapter 8, verse 33. What do we read? Have you not read? As Rabbeinu Yeshua so said. So here, let's go to Joshua. Right, from the KJV here, using the Scofield Study Bible, Havarim. But here, this is the section, the blessings and curses. In Joshua chapter 8, at verse 30, is the section, the Berkot and the Kalalo, blessings and curses. Scrolling forward to verse 33, this is what we read. And all Yisrael, call Yisrael, call all. Israel, hulu, all Israel and their elders and officers and their judges, the elders, the officers, and the judges, just to recognize who's who, right, within the common unity, the community, and all Israel, called Israel, and their elders and officers and their judges, stood on this side the ark, Ha'aron, the Tabotu, the ark, and on that side, Lifnei HaKohanim HaLuim, before the priests, the Levites, who carry, right, up on their shoulders, who carry the ark of the covenant, Aron HaBrit, of Yahweh, of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, as well as the stranger, as he that was born among them, half of them over against Mount Gerizim, and half of them over against Mount Ebal, the Hebrew stone mountain, Mount Ebal, as Moshe, the servant of Yahweh, Jehovah, had commanded before. Where before? Well, we have these Torah readings and feedings. So here, as we look at the book of Yehoshua, Joshua, from low degrees to high degrees, starting out here with the KJV, we find in Joshua chapter 8, here at verse 33, this is what it reads. It says, as Moshe, the servant of Jehovah, had commanded before, that they should bless Baruch, they should prosper, the word, sound, and power, the invocation, the evocation of blessing, prosperity, increase, should bless the people of Yisrael, Amo Yisrael. So, right here, to question 34, interesting, the next verse is actually the 34th verse. It says, and afterward he read. He did what? Afterward he read. So reading. So were the Israelites literate? Yeah, right, because the Israelites had to write. Right, all the Israelites, the rank and file Israelites, had to write these things, right? And here in Joshua chapter 8 at verse 34, it says, and afterward, he read all the words, the Devarim of HaTorah, the direction, instruction, the Berkot, the blessings, the word, sound, power of prosperity and increase, and the Kelalot, the consequences, according to all that is written in the book, the Sefer HaTorah, the cipher of the Torah, the Sefer HaTorah. Verse 35 says, there was not a word of all that Moshe commanded that Joshua, Yehoshua, read not before all the congregation, aggregation, the Adat Yisrael, with the woman, who? with the woman and the little children, and the strangers that were conversant. That's a key word right there. What does it mean, Chabarim, that they were conversant? That was not just stranger, but it was strangers that were conversant among them. It says, one law shall be to the homeborn, to the homie, and to the stranger that sojourn. Here we have, and the strangers, they're not Israelites, all right, not ethnic Israel, but we say we the black and brown, but they are strangers that were, what, conversant among them. Take note. So here to the question from the RSS number 50 here, question 34, in Joshua 8:33, we read that the priests and the Levites stood in the valley between the mountains. So, question, how could they stand at Gerizim, Chabarim? Here, the answer, here. The younger Levites and those that were unfit for service, they ascended Mount Gerizim while the rest remained in the valley, Lifnei, before in the face of Ha'aron, the Aron HaBrit, the Ark of the Covenant, the Tabot, reciting the Berakot, the blessings, and the Kelalot, and the curses. Question 35 right here. So if both blessings and curses, Berakot and Kelalot, were to be recited before the mountains, why are only curses, consequences, the Kelalot, mentioned in Devarim in Deuteronomy chapter 27, verses 15 to 26. Now let's actually go there, right? Oh, very interesting. Let's go there for a moment right here. Grab your pen, your paper, sacred scripture, B-I-B-L-E right here. So here, let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 27. Plain read, KJV right here, right? From low degrees to high degrees, so plain read right here. So here, we're at Deuteronomy chapter 27, verses 15, there's the 15th verse right there, to verse 26. So the question here is that if both the Berakot, the blessings, and the Kelalot, the curses, were to be recited, word, sound, power, before the mountains, why? Lamazeh. For what? Why are only the Kelalot, the curses mentioned here in this section in chapter 27, Deuteronomy chapter 27, verses 15 to verse 26? It's interesting, right? Now, here's the answer here, Hebrew for Christians. They say this right here. Say, this is unclear. And when I came across this before, I said, is it? Well, some would say this is unclear. Some of the sages, the Rebbanim, the scholars of Torah, say that the Berakot, the blessings, the evocations of peace, prosperity, and increase, were to be logically inferred from the enumerated curses, Kalalo, the consequences. Now, others say that before reciting the curses, the Levites, they recited each verse in the form of a blessing. Now, this is from Sota, one of the ancient reasonments, right, within I studies, you know, the bigger compendium of the ancient studies from the ancient sages. Now, some have said, right, that the Berakot, the blessings, are not mentioned. Some say that to allude to the idea that the principal reward for obedience is not seen in this world, but only in the Olam Haba. Olam, the world, Haba, to come. Now, others have said that this follows the order of Psalms, Psalm 34 and 14, where it says to turn away from evil and to do good, seek peace and to pursue her. Seek peace and to pursue it. When we turn away from the curse, the consequence, in other words, we find Ha'el, Ha'el, the Almighty, Ha'elahim, the Baraka, his blessing waiting for us, for I and I. Now, that was an interesting question, even when we went over it before, even bringing it forward here to the Chabarim. But then when I looked at the order of how the chapters are laid out right here, so if you go to Deuteronomy, if you're looking at Deuteronomy in a basically, you know, straightforward King James Version for the disciples, we highly recommend the Scofield Study Bible for I and I discipleship study. But here, the section, right, we have a section right here that begins from verse 9 of chapter 27 that says, blessings and curses from Ebal and Gerizim. And then we go to verse 15. We get to verse 15, we have the curses, the consequences, going to verse 26. But then when we get to chapter 28, it says the conditions of baraka, of blessing, of prosperity and increase in the land, in the consciousness. Now, what's very, very interesting, if we count the verses, let's count the verses, right? Which I love I and I, and how many ways? Let's count the verses. We have like 14 verses. Right, there's about 14 verses that actually speaks towards the baraka, the blessing, in the very next chapter. Now, although it does not say that, you know, and they will go up to the mountain and say these things, we see that those blessings, right, are even there right after the curses are recited in the very next chapter. This is what I and I say. But the ancient reasonings from the scholars of Torah from such a time to even this time are very good for us, I and I, when we come, we can reason, iron sharpen iron. But next question right here, question 36, the list. Line, the list of curses, kalalot, consequences in Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 15 to verse 26. This is sometimes called the Decalogue, right? The Decalogue of Shechem, the Decalogue of Shechem. Now, it's interesting because Decalogue, right? Decalogue usually means what? Decalogue usually means 10. Here we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Actually, there are 12 consequences. Let's just count this again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Yeah, and all these has the amen, right, to seal up, to affirm. So be it. So be it. Let it be so. So here in this question says the list of curses. Here, Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 15 to 26, is sometimes called Decalogue. Now, Decalogue, Deca, from the Greek means like 10, and Logia, right, means words. So the 10 words, usually the Decalogue is referring to the, like, 10 words, what's called the 10 commandments. That's why I want to count them to see if there were 10, because it seemed as though there was more than 10, so there's actually 12 that we have here, right? But they call it the Decalogue of Shechem. So important note right here, well, what does Shechem mean, right, in the science and the linguistic context of the Hebrew, right? So we can have, how can we say, the literacy, right, even the Hebrew science literacy. We come across these words, Shechem, and we pretend we know, but we need to actually study to show ourselves approved. So let's take a note right there on Shechem. What is Shechem? What's the meaning of Shechem? What's the metaphysics of Shechem? How do these compare, since this is called the Decalogue of Shechem, how does it compare, right, with the Ten Commandments that are known as the Esaret HaDibarim, or the Decalogue, the Ten Words? Right, that's listed in Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 to 17, or in the Mishneh HaTorah in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 1 to 21. This is a discussion question, a reasonment question. So come, make I and I reason. So what we advise until we have that kind of round cipher, you know, reasonment for ones and ones to read and compare. The three lists. List one, right, the list of the consequences, Deuteronomy chapter 27, verses 15 to 26. That's known as the Decalogue of Shechem. And then to compare it with the 10 words, right, called the 10 commandments that we have in Exodus chapter 20, verse 1 to 17. And then also with the 10 words, as we have in the repetition,
of the law, the repetition of the Torah, the repetition, Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 1 to 26. And it's compare and reason, as the teaching of the King of Kings says to I and I.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the will. This is the way. Bizarre direct.
You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments and elaborate on.
You gotta become aware of the contents of the script so we can reason reasonably and elaborate.
If the nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this, since it's also what I accept and follow. I would believe our country is not only historically Christian, but also actively Christian.
It's interesting how Garmawi Nugus Nagas, the King of Kings here, compares this with the nation. Right, with nation. Remember that Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, out of Egypt or Kemet, was becoming a nation, right? A nation. And that first word given to the nation, right, were these 10 words, Esaret HaDevarim in the Hebrew, Asertu Kalat in the Amharic. Both of them means the 10 words. As you say, that it's a misnomer, almost a pseudonym, to refer to it as the 10, you know, the 10 commandments. But here, the full of the context here.
Your Imperial Majesty, as a mature Christian, have you a special word for young people of these days?
Bazikan Inya Gzaz Mist Lalo Huluro Yemeninaka.
On this occasion, I address also all those within our empire. Our Christianity is not restricted to a given church, and I stress above all that we do not wish to make distinctions. My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments and can elaborate on it. If the nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this, since it's also what I accept and follow, I would believe our country is not only historically Christian, but also actively Christian.
Important word right here, not just historically. You know, some get in nostalgia about history. Back in the days, my grandmammy, my pappy, or some people say, my mama, my papa was in the church. Yeah, and they were very much, well, what about you? They knew the Bible, or do you? You know, so not just historically, right, but actively. Faith without works is dead up. Question 37 right here. What is the first curse or consequence that's mentioned? According to Devarim, Deuteronomy, chapter 27, verse 15. What is the first curse or consequence, more of the true sense of, because sometimes people spook it out in the English, you know, curse and the curse of the, you know, the vampire, you know, like the silliness, right? But it's really a consequence, right? What is the first consequence? It says that the curse caused less shall not come. So what is the first curse or consequence mentioned? The first curse is upon those who make graven images or idols to worship them, get this, in secret. It says those who make graven images and idols and put them on. No. It says in secret. This corresponds to the first commandment or the first word of the commandment, the first word of the 10 words that's often called the first commandment. And what's the first commandment? Not to have Elohim Acharim, other Elohim, other people's Elohim, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah Elohei Yisrael, the Elohim, the power, the Almighty of Yisrael. Transgressing this commandment, this word, is the equivalent of denying and being in denial with the crocodiles, but denying all of HaTorah, So transgressing, that means going beyond this, not keeping this, not observing this, transgressing this commandment is equivalent to denying Kol HaTorah, denying all of the Torah, denying the entirety of the direction instruction. Why? Because how does it begin? Since it negates the principle. What's the principle? Anoki Yahuwah Eloheka. I myself, and Anoki in the Hebrew is a little more personal way. There's like two words used for I. The Anoki is like I myself, I personally, distinct from the Ani, the general I, Anoki, almost like the intimate I, Anoki, Yahuwah Eloheka. I, myself, he who be, who he be, your power, your almighty, your Elohim. So this is the first of the 10 words. So how does the 10 words sound, the key word?
Anochi Adonai Elohecha, lo yiyeh lecha Elohim acher.
Lechozer, again.
Anochi Adonai Elohecha, lo yiyeh lecha Elohim acherim al panai. לא תישא את שם אדוני אלוהיך לשווא, זכור את יום השבת לקדשו, כבד את אביך ואת אמך, לא תרצח, לא תנאף, לא תגנוב, לא תענה ורעך עד שקר, לא תחמוד בית רעך.
So the first curse or consequence is upon those who make graven images or idols in order to worship them in secret. And that's a key part right there that speaks to both the natural, the temporal, right, the earthly type, you know, the natural type, and also the spiritual type in secret, right? And this corresponds, that means that even in one's heart and mind, that's a secret place. This corresponds to the first commandment not to have any other Elohim or Elohim Acharim, other Elohim or other people's Elohim before he who be, we be, Elohe Yisrael, the Elohim of Israel. Therefore, in transgressing this word of the commandment is equivalent to denying Kol HaTorah, all of the direction instruction. Since it negates, by doing such a thing, even in secret, it negates the principle. So when Rabbeinu Yeshua said that the scribes, rabbis, and Pharisees of his time had made HaTorah of none effect by their tribe, by the way they tried it, by their tradition, right? Negating the principle, and the principle here, Anoki, Yahuwah Eloheka. Now that audible, you probably heard it said as many of the latter Jews would replace the Hashem with Adonai. So he says, Anoki, Adonai, Eloheka. You hear that right there. But according to the scripts, bringing out, enunciating the divine, the Hashem, Anoki, Yahuwah, Eloheka. Here, question 38. What does the word Amen? What does the word Amen mean? And really mean, Habarim? According to Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 15. Now, you hear a lot of talk about ones who are basically linguistically ignorant, whether they talk about Kemet. Do you really understand the Metuneter? Do you understand the Ryan Komet? Do you understand the Hebrew, the biblical Hebrew? So just because you see a word that some translator, you say, well, those Amun or Amon, which one is it? In ancient Egypt, is it Amun? Or is it Amon? Oh, you said you don't really know because there's no vowels. Well, how can you say that's Amen? Oh, because you believe it's so. But here, let's study to show out some proof. What does the Hebrew word Amen right, come from? Right, and what does it mean? The Hebrew Amen comes from the Afro-Asiatic, Afro-Shemitic root Aman. Aman. Aman is Aman. Aman. What does Aman mean? In the Afro-Shemitic, in the Hebrew, Aman means to confirm, to establish, or to uphold. The word for faith, right, generally speaking in the translation, right, in the Hebrew is emuna, emuna. Now, this corresponds to the royal Amharic. In the Amharic, we say imnet. So even imnet is from the amenet, and emuna is from the amenet, the root. This comes from the same root. Rastaman used to say about roots and culture. Well, this is what we say, we, Rastafari Yehudi, Rastafari Jews, Rastafari Israelites, we're getting to the root. And also, as does the word, the Hebrew word for truth. Did you know the Hebrew word? What is the Hebrew word for truth? The Hebrew word for truth is emet. Emet. Now, we over here in this North Country Americas, how can we forget about that yut? Right? That yut that by the pagan, the heathen, right, the counterfeit Christians was sacrificed in some awful sense. Talking about Emmett Till, right? Emmett Till. Well, his name, Emmett, 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 Emmett. Emmett means truth. So the word in Hebrew for truth comes from the Hebrew Afro-Shemitic root, right? Aman, where we get the word Amen. And the word for faith, Emunah, Emunah. Amen, therefore, is an affirmation. It's a confession, right? Or a confirmation of ha-emet, of the truth. This is why often in some translations it'll be like, amen, amen means like let it be, so be. But we don't say that's amen. It's not amen. Amen is a Western Gentile pronunciation. In the sense if it was like musical, it would be like it's out of tone by saying amen. That's the way we say it here in the West. But it's ah. Ah, you know, ah, not A. So you learn to say A, B, C because you're reading the Gentile language. But in our language, it's amen, amen. So amen, right, is a affirmation, affirming. It's a affession or a confession, a confirmation of ha-emet, of the emet, of the truth. Thus to say, let it be so, let it be, it will be so. The ancient sages and Judaic sages, they say that Amen, it serves as a declaration. Therefore, from the ancient teaching, Amen serves as a declaration of the kingship, of the kingship of Ha'el, of Ha'elohim. So Amen serving as a declaration, right, to the kingship. Did you know? So when we say Amen, so sometimes we would say, you know, within the service of Abroda, Vimru, or some would say Vimru, Vimru, modern Hebrew, Vimru, and all of y'all say Amen, after like a baraka, after a word right there. But the word Amen, it serves as a declaration of the kingship of Ha'elohim. And often it is said quietly, right, also before the recitation, before reciting the Shema, the Shema, Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Echad, from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4, that key word, confession of faith. That may be understood, understood, and overstood as an acronym, right, as an acronym for the phrase. So looking at the word Amen, Hebraically speaking, we can see it from the Hebrew perspective, the Amen, as a acronym for the phrase in Hebrew, El Melech Ne'eman, El Melech Ne'eman, El, God or the Almighty, the power, Ha'il, El, Melech, King, Ne'eman, Ne'eman, faithful, trustworthy, truthful, Ne'eman, Namin. So El Melech Ne'eman. That El, the power, is a faithful king.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord, the Lord, the Lord.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Main, right here, here, here. Question 39. What is the second curse or consequence mentioned in Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 16, Chaburim? The second curse, it comes from disrespecting, dishonoring your parents, your Ab and your Aim, or your Im, your mother. This corresponds to the fifth commandment, or the fifth word of the commandment in Exodus chapter 20, verse 12, in Exodus chapter 21, verse 17, in Leviticus chapter 19, verse 3, and in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 16. So the second curse or consequence in Deuteronomy 27, verse 16, it comes from disrespecting, dishonoring your parents. And the correspondence to the 10 words is the fifth of the 10 in Exodus chapter 20, verse 12, Exodus chapter 21, verse 17, Leviticus chapter 19, verse 3, and Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 16. Question 40. What is the third curse or consequence in Deuteronomy chapter 27, next verse, 17, Deuteronomy 27, 17? The third curse is directed to those who attempt to steal the inheritance rights of others. The third curse or consequence is directed to those who attempt to steal the inheritance rights of others. Now, this corresponds to what? To the eighth word of the 10 words of the what's called the 10 commandments, or the commandment in Exodus chapter 20, verse 15, also referred to Deuteronomy chapter 19, verse 14. Though some others have extended it to apply to the seventh word of the 10 words. And that seventh word of the 10 word, often called the seventh commandment, is not to commit adultery, not to commit adulteration. Question 41. What does it mean to, quote, place a stumbling block before the blind? What does it mean, Chaburim, to place a stumbling block before the blind? So here, we have Deuteronomy, next verse, Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 18. All right, so what's the meaning of this right here? Placing a stumbling block before the blind.
The blind stares of a million pairs of eyes. The blind stares of a million pairs of eyes. The eyes. Looking hard, but won't realize that they will never see the.
So see, they're blind already, right? They're blind already. No need to place a stumbling block, like somebody who can't see, and you're putting something before them, you want them to fall down. So what does it mean to place a stumbling block? In addition to its literal meaning, so there's a literal meaning, like the physical meaning, right? But the word blind, figuratively, according to the figure of speaks, the so-called metaphor, some would say the allegory or the proverb or the parable in the figurative sense or the spirit of the word, it refers to someone who is unaware of all the facts or is otherwise perplexed. So in addition to the literal meaning, like a literal blind person, somebody did it to a blind person, you know, that's wrong, right? In the literal sense. But the word blind in the figurative sense refers to anyone who is unaware of all of the facts or is otherwise perplexed. Someone who misdirects the blind, whether it's the literal blind, those who are physically blind or even metaphorically speaking, figuratively speaking blind, is therefore deceiving them, is being a deceiver, whether it's the physical blind person or to the spiritually blind person, according to Leviticus chapter 19, verse 14. Now, this corresponds here to the ninth word of the 10 words of the commandment. And what's that ninth word, often called the ninth commandment? Not to be a false witness, not to be a lying witness, not to be a false witness, not to be a pseudo witness against your neighbor, according to Exodus chapter 20, verse 16, and Exodus chapter 23, verse 1. Question 42, what is the penalty for perverting justice against the poor? Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 19, the next verse here, and the next question here, what is the penalty for perverting justice against the poor? I like the way they say it over in some place in the UK, the way they phrase this kind of thing. They say perverting the course of justice, right, against the poor. The poor are to receive justice, but what's the penalty for perverting the course of justice against the poor? Question 42. Well, the divine consequence or curse is promised. It's a yay, yay, it's the amen, amen. To those who pervert justice, pervert the course of justice, to those who take bribes. Here, refer to Deuteronomy chapter 22, verses 21 to 22, and to Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 18. Question 43, what are the penalties, not just one, but what are the penalties for various forms of sexual deviancy? Again, what are the penalties for the various forms and deforms of sexual deviancy? Here, Deuteronomy chapter 27, verses 20 to verse 23. Question 43, well, sexual deviancy or perversion or perversion is defined, according to HaTorah, as any form of sexual expression that is outside the bonds of marriage. Now, the divine curse or consequence is promised to those who commit fornication or pornication, adultery, commit incest, engage in bestiality, and so on. This also applies to homosexual acts, according to HaTorah, just as the facts, right, as revealed elsewhere in the scriptures. According to Leviticus chapter 18, verse 22, Leviticus chapter 20, verse 13, Romans chapter 1, verses 26 to 27, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9, 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 9, according to Yahweh, truth and life. Now, other gods, if you're going after other Elohim, well, they're going to say something different, but those are the penalties, Chaverim. Verse 45, question 45. What did Yehuda Ishkariot, Judas Iscariot, and the Sanhedrin, and the assembly have in common? What did Judas Iscariot, what did Ishkariot, and the Sanhedrin, the assembly, have in common? According to Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 25. Question 45. Well, Sleeker. I actually skipped over a question. We're going to get to that again. Let's just rewind. Question 44. Question 44. What is meant by someone who, quote, strikes his neighbor in secret, end quote? What's meant by someone who strikes his neighbor in secret, according to Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 24? Not only physical blows, first of all. Ones might just look at the word being physical, but there's a two truths, right? The two truths, the Hebrew two truths. So both in the physical, in the outer way, but also the inner way, the physical and the metaphysical way. So it's not only physical blows, but also harming your neighbor through what we call the Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara, the slander, gossip, or literally in the Hebrew, Lashon, which is the tongue, Hara, the horrible, the evil, Hara, the horrible tongue, the slanderous tongue, the ill tongue, the hurtful tongue, the harmful tongue. That's also to strike one's neighbor in secret. Question 45, in proper order here. What did Yehuda Ishkariot, Judas Iscariot, and the Sanhedrin and the assembly And the assembly here is the assembly of the scholars of Torah, the judges in Yisrael, the assembly. What do they have in common according to Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 25? Well, they were cursed. They were aror, aror. They were damned. They were bloody, damned, right, for taking bribes, taking gubo, right? Gubo in the Amharic, gubo like bribe, but taking bribes to put an innocent man to death. Both Ishkariot, the man of the cities, Yehuda, Judah, Ishkariot, and the Sanhedrin, they were cursed. They were aror. They were damned, right? Burnt for taking bribes to put an innocent man to death. This judgment, this mishpat, this judgment applies both to the shoftim, the judges, and to the false witnesses in criminal cases. So Yehuda, Judah, Ishkariot, he was in the position, you could say, like of the false witness, in other words, and the Sanhedrin, they were in the position of the corrupt or the false judges or the grudges. Question 46. Where did James, the righteous, Yaakov HaTzadik, where did James, the righteous, get the idea that, quote, whoever keeps the whole law but fails in one point has become guilty for violating it all, According to James, the epistle to James or Jacob, chapter 2, verse 20, well, where did James get this from? Well, he got it from Devarim, the words, Deuteronomy, chapter 27, verse 26, where it says, cursed, consequence, damned, aror, be anyone who does not confirm, amen, the words, the Devarim, of this Torah, Torah Hazot, by doing them. Get that? By doing them. Now, refer to James chapter 2, verse 20, compare that with Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 26, as well as Galatians chapter 3, verse 10, as well as Romans chapter 4, verse 15, as well as Jeremiah chapter 11, verse 3, and there's some more, but this is a good start right here. See, the ratification, what's known in law as the ratification or the putting into effect. In other words, the ratification is like when a law is put into effect. It's now in effect. You know, when a law is passed, you know, a law is agreed upon, usually there's a time before it goes into effect. So the ratification, using the word amen to this pronouncement, it implies that an oath to observe the entire Torah, the entire direction, instruction, with all of its rules or its judgments, the mishpatim, and all of its decrees, right, or the statutes or the chukim. Question 47, Chabarim. If the nation of Yisrael, the nation of Israel, obeyed Yahweh, Yahweh HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name, what was promised to them? What was the yea, yea, and the amen, amen to them? According to Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1. Yisrael, Israel, the Beit Yisrael, the Beit Israel was promised that they would be elevated above. They would be Elyon, most high, above other Goyim, the Goye Haaretz, the nations, the nationalities of the earth, earthly plane, and filled with berkot, and filled with blessings, word, sound, power, prosperity for good and increase. Now note this, that the Hebrew text, when we look at the Hebrew text, it repeats the verb obey, right? And as we mentioned before, the word obey comes from the Hebrew root of to hear. The Shema, 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 to hear. So here in the Hebrew text it reads, Im Shamoa Tishma'a. Im, if Shamoa Tishma'a. That is obedience. That's like saying, like hearing in you hearing. hearing in your hearing, like hearing and hearing. This sense in the Hebrew, also in the Afro-Shemitic language, like Amharic, the same word from the word like to hear, also has the implication, implied sense of to obey. But also from the word Amharic, we get to find also to feel it, right? To feel it. It's almost like how we, even here in the diaspora, here in the Americas and Caribbean, we'll say like, as you reason with someone, you say, you feel me, you feel me? Now, they're not talking about physical feeling, like touching and feel. No. So see how even here we still use both the five cycle and the metaphysical sense. You're reasoning with someone, showing them what happened, right? And then you ask them, you feel me? You feel me? So it's not just hearing. So there's the hearing and that feeling sense in the innermost of the inner sense that brings us to that obedience, which says that the faith, the emuna, comes by hearing. So here the Hebrew text, it repeats the verb both to hear and to obey. Im shamoa tishma'a. That is, obedience leads to further obedience. Hearing in you, hearing in your hearing. So if you hear this, you feel it, you obey this, then you will hear this, you'll feel this, you obey this. Im shamoa tishma'a. That obedience, hearing, feeling, obeying leads to further obedience and baraka and prosperity and increase. The same can be said and should be said conversely and vis-a-vis of disobedience as well. One khatiyat, one akri, one fukri leads to another khatiyat, sin, akri, fukri. Now, many of I and I know, if you be honest, like Johannes, that actually this is so, right? That one, like stumbling, right, leads to another one. You know, like you're doing something and you go off, you make a mistake here, and that leads to another one. So, going Yahweh, truth and life, with Zohar direct, this is the way. Question 48, what does the word tokaha mean, Chaberim? Question 48, now the word Tokaha from the Hebrew is often translated in some places as a rebuke. In some places it may be translated as reproof, right? Reproof, rebuke, for the sake of correction. For the sake of correction. Tokaha is a confrontation over khatiyat, over akri, over fukri. Tokaha, right? A rebuke, right? A reproof. Tokaha is a confrontation, like that album by Burhan Selassie, BMW, Bob Marley and the Wailers, confrontation. So the tokaha is a confrontation over khatiyat, over akri, sin, missing the mark, falling short, or fukri. Whether an actual sin, khatiyat, or the possibility of sinning, of ucking up. Here we have this in Leviticus chapter 19, verse 17, Chaberim. Let's go there. Chapter 19, verse 17. Because not good enough just to know, okay, it's that verse, and we never go there. You know, and then we say, yeah, I know what that's about. But you never went there. See how we lie on ourselves? But here, study to show ourselves approved. Here we have Leviticus chapter 19. Here at verse 17, it says, thou shall not hate Ahikah, thy brother in thy heart, thou shalt in any wise rebuke thy neighbor and not suffer sin, khatiyat, missing the mark, forfeiture, fukri, up on him. Let's look at this 18th verse. It says, thou shalt not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children, the sons of thy people, but thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, ani Yahuwah, id he who be, we be. Now, it's interesting that these two verses go together like that. A lot of people, they like to quote like the second verse, love thy neighbor as thyself, right? But then they lose the context. It goes, you know, off. It swerves off of the way because it's not looking at the fullness. See, verse 17, it says, thou shalt not hate thy brother in thine heart. Like when somebody says, I don't hate my brother. because they figure it's not outward. Like, we can't see it on the outside, right? But you don't want to rebuke your brother, reprove your brother. You know you don't. Oh, he got to know. He should know he going wrong. I ain't going to say nothing to him. Well, that's ratchet as fuck. That's and there's a consequence for that, right? But thou shalt not hate thy brother in thy heart. So you hate your brother in your heart. You know he's going wrong, but you don't want to say nothing to him. He should know. He got to figure it out. I'm not going to say nothing to him. And where did we get into this? Oh, because of the times of the Gentiles and counterfeit Christianity. You see, the same people who say, love thy neighbor as thyself, right? This verse where it says, thou shalt not hate thy brother in thine heart. See, this is saying that thou shalt in any wise rebuke thy neighbor. So it's saying that our brother is our neighbor, our bread companion, and not suffer khatiyat up on him. Because if we suffer that khatiyat on him, though he may be ucking up, you are ucking up because you hate him. You say, I don't hate him. You hate him in your heart. I never expressed no hard word to him. Yeah, that's the problem. You never rebuked him. Right? Therefore, you hate him in your heart, and therefore you suffer his uckery, right? You suffer sin up on him. You are suffering that. And that's why it says in the next verse, thou shalt not avenge. Because usually people say, well, I ain't going to correct that person, my brother. Yeah, it's my brother, but he got to figure out for himself, right? It's because there's an avengement in their heart. You know, if you're honest with yourself, you know this. I can even testify that, yeah, you know, understanding the light of this word, I can recognize that the verse 18 is connected to verse 17. That's why it says, thou shalt not avenge. Because when you hate your brother in your heart, you're not going to rebuke him, reprove him. You know, you're going to watch him go astray, watch him go wrong, and then you act like you love him. No, you're avenging him in your heart, and you're being grudge. You're being grudge, right, against the children of thy people, right? See, we as once lost, now found, got to consider this, right? Well, I see it happen in social media upon all these pseudo-conscious folks, talking about black consciousness and got to wake up people. It's like there's a lot of grudge, man. But where's the love, man? Because there's that hate in the heart. You see what frees up the hate? You know, if you rebuke your brother, right? Like, I said, love your brother, right? As thyself. Well, that shows you how you should rebuke your brother. You know what I'm saying? Because how would you, if you didn't know you was ucking up, you was sinning, in other words, right? And you wanted to be corrected. How would you want to be corrected? It doesn't mean that we have to keep telling them. We told you. Nigga, I told you already. I told you, and you know it for yourself. But here, in the word tokaha, right? When applied to Yisrael, Israel, the Beta Israel, to I and I, even the Beta Israel of the West, it refers to a warning, a caution, right? And prophecy of a certain, for show, a fearful, a dreadful judgment, and progressively painful punishments, consequences, if, as it says in hearing, im shamoa tishma'a, if you obey, if in hearing you hear, right? If the terms of Habarit, the terms of the covenant, the terms of the Al-Kidan are not fulfilled, and if they continue to be unfulfilled. Here. Question 49. Before the great rebuke is delivered, Moshe, and the great rebuke is when we get into Deuteronomy, you know, chapter 28 from verse 15 in the KJV to verse 68 in the Hebrew scriptures from verse 15 to verse 69, right? But before the great rebuke is delivered, Moshe, he lists a series of berakot, of blessings, that will result from observing Shamor, guarding, protecting, keeping HaTorah, Jah's direction, instruction. Let's list some of the berakot, some of the invocations, the evocations of prosperity and increase that we find in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1 to 14, Chabarim. Various forms of prosperity, which is the berakot, the blessings. Various forms of prosperity, right? Not just prospering in this way, right? Not just prospering, say, in funds and money and finances, but also in good physical health, right? In a good state of mind, right? Family relations, you know what I mean? prosperity in all things, fully full. It says various forms of prosperity and increase will, quote, pursue and overtake you. You know, like when bad times just keep seeming like it gets worse, but in baraka and blessing, various forms of prosperity will be, it'll be like it's pursuing you. Like, what did I do to get blessed there? But the various forms of prosperity will pursue and overtake ha'am, your people, if im shamoa tishma'a, if they obey ha'torah, the mother, right, including the fruitfulness of the land, of the consciousness, the abundance of children, whether the physical children or also, you know, your labor, a surplus of food provisions, no lack, the establishment of Yisrael as Hailahim's holy set-apart nation that would be invincible among the nations in warfare, and an overall shalom, protection, and power that comes from Hailahim, the power of powers. Question 50 right here, look at the time right here. Question 50, the 50th question for this 50th, right, the 50th sabbatical study, Kitabo. Are the berkot, the blessings, the prosperities given unconditionally to Yasharala, to Yisrael? This is a big, big point. We hear a lot of people talking about unconditional. But even in the New Covenant, there are conditions. They're gracious, very gracious for their conditions. But the question here is, are the blessing, the berakot, are they given unconditionally to Yasharala? The answer, no. The berakot, the blessings, will be bestowed only if, im shamoa tishma'a, if the people obeyed, if your people obeyed the commandments of Hailahim. Now note that the only way out, the only way out of the terms of the Har Sinai Berit, the Mount Sinai covenant, as it was renewed. Now know this, there was a covenant at Mount Sinai that was renewed. Even the new covenant and the old covenant, it was renewed in the plains of Moab. This would be through the institution of an entirely new covenant. Entirely. Here we have the fullness of the Berit Chadasha, right, or the new covenant, sometimes called the New Testament. Otherwise, the old covenant remains in force. So for Yasharala, for Yisrael, right, this covenant is still in effect. Even if one say, well, they're not into the Bible, they're not into, if they're of Jah people, right, the consequences, right, the berakot is still in effect. Question 51 here, since we have the 51st sabbatical study here, and then we're going to segue to today's daily psalm, Psalm 30, and fulfill for the last couple of questions as we move forward, if you're willing. Question 51, what are some differences between the tokachot, the rebukes, the reproofs given in Leviticus chapter 26, verses 14 to verse 46, and the one given, the tokachot, the rebukes, the reproofs given in Devarim in Deuteronomy. Here, Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 15 to verse 68. Now, there are two main tokachot, rebukes, that are given to Yasharal, to Yisrael, and HaTorah in the Torah, direction instructions. Now, the first is in given right at the end, right, of Leviticus, in Leviticus chapter 26, verses 14 to 46. The second, the longer one that's given, right, during Moshe's farewell speech is found in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 15 to verse 68. The rebuke, right, in Leviticus, tokachot, the rebukes in Leviticus, it ends with some hope. So the rebukes, right, in Leviticus, the handbook of the Kohanim, the Levim, the Levites, the priests, right, it ends, it fulfills with some hope, some good expectation, where it reads, nevertheless, when they are in the land of their enemies, I will not have rejected them, nor will I have abhorred them, for them to be disgusting, to destroy them, to break Bariti, my covenant with them. For I be he who be who he be, their Elohim, their power. Here we have this in Leviticus chapter 26, verse 44. But on the other hand, the rebuke in Devarim and Deuteronomy, it intensifies. It gets more and more and more. It intensifies without any sense of reprieve, without any sense of relief. The first tokaha, the first rebuke, reproof, is stated in the plural, and was delivered to the nation as a whole, directly, right, directly from the mouth of he who be who he be. Now the second is stated in the singular, in the singularity, and was delivered to individuals from the mouth of Moshe, of Moses. The longer rebuke given by Moshe, it contains 98 curses, 98 consequences, exactly twice as many as the 49 curses listed in Leviticus chapter 26. Now, according to the Rebbanim, the sages of the Torah, the first rebuke, it concerns the destruction of the first temple. We can say the temple, Solomon's temple, and the Babylonian exile. Whereas the second rebuke, it concerns the destruction of the second temple, 70 AD, and the Roman exile that continues to this day, even among I and we in the diaspora. What did Ezra decide? Hold on for a moment, right here, brothers and sisters, going into the grace part. Right here. Yes, I. So Ezra the scribe decided that the curses in Leviticus were to be read before Shavuot, before harvest, Pentecost, the time, and Shavuot, harvest, known in the New Covenant sense as Pentecost, is the time of the giving of HaTorah, the time of the giving of the Torah. And the curses, the consequences in Deuteronomy were to be read before Rosh Hashanah, before the head of the year, the new year, before the Yom Teruah, the Day of Trumpets, so that the year and its curses, its consequences can conclude, according to Megillah 31b. So it is often difficult to find volunteers to publicly read this portion during many of the synagogue services, the Hebrew church services. It's very, very difficult. And I must say, brothers and sisters, as one of the readers, it is a very difficult, right, read, you know, when you can see, seeing sight, when you can see clearly. Let's take this to 52 right here. What above all else is the cause of falling under the curse, the consequences, according to Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 15. Now, here's what's interesting. In Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 15, here's where the litany of the 98, see the science of the Hebrew scriptures, the 98, there's 98 of them. And then we have Leviticus chapter 26, right, verse 14 to 46, where we have 49, so just do the math on that. But what is it above all else that's the cause of falling under Hakalalot, the consequences? Disregarding, disrespecting, dishonoring, right? Disregarding the voice of Jehovah. Lo tishma b'kol Yahuwah. Law, not tishma, not in hearing, not in obeying, the call in the voice of Yahuwah, in the voice of Jehovah, not obeying, not hearing, disregarding, the voice of he who be we be. And this is why Tainai fellow Rastafari have been zigzagging in a lot of chematology, other things, without having groundation, the teaching of His Majesty. We share this.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments,
Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
So above all else, the cause of falling under the consequences for disobedience is disregarding the voice of he who be who he be. Even for Adonai is Rastafari, disregarding the voice of His Divine Majesty and failing, right, and failing to perform. What does the Master say? His advice to all is to fulfill. Failing to perform, right, not only historically messianic, but actively failing to perform, to chart it out, to walk out His imperative, mitzvot, mitzvotai, and decrees, hukim, will eventually bring about all the curses, all the consequences, hakalalot, that are listed in Devarim, in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 15, Chavarim, to verse 68. Right here, here, here. Yes, I, Rastafari.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel, the Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important?
So right here, 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 today's daily psalm. First here. Yes, I, Rastafari. Psalm 30 here, corresponding, you know, for the September 19th year. Already we're going into the early hours right here. But here, 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 hear this.
Psalm 30. Yes,
Mizmor Lamed, Mizmor Shir Hanukat Habayit Le David.
I will extol Thee, O Lord, for Thou hast lifted me up.
Aromimcha Adonai ki
dillitani. And hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. Over me.
Velo simmahta oyevaili.
O Lord my God.
Adonai Elohai.
I cried unto Thee, and Thou hast healed me.
Shivati Elecha Vattirpaeni.
O Lord, Thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of His, and give thanks at the remembrance of His holiness. For His anger endureth but a moment. In His favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And in my prosperity I said, I shall never be moved. Lord, by Thy favor Thou hast made my mountain to stand strong. Thou didst hide Thy face, and I was troubled. I cried to Thee, O Lord, and unto the Lord I made supplication. What profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? Shall the dust praise Thee? Shall it declare Thy truth? Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, be Thou my helper. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praise to Thee and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give thanks unto Thee forever. Forever.
right here, here, here. I'm going to write off the Royal Amharic, goes verse by verse, and also the Hebrew. Hopefully we have a look of the Midrash, a study. Very important psalm right here, 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 the Lamed Psalm. Here we have the 30th psalm. Let's just give a quick overview right here. Mizmor Lamed, Psalm 30, Psalm XXX. Superscription is very, very important. A song at the dedication of the house. That's the Hanukkah. The Hanukkah of Habayit. Mizmor Shir Hanukkah Habayit LeDawid. A song, a shir at the Hanukkah, at the Hanukkah, right? The levitation of Habayit, of the Bayit, of the Bayit, of the house, LeDawid, of David. So here we have Thanksgiving. Young for Isis, Thanksgiving, Toda, Tawada, for deliverance, for Yeshua. If this psalm, this Mizmor, is considered apart from the title, so the title, the superscription, a song, Mizmor Shir, at the dedication, levitation of the house of David, Habayita, right, Shir. Shira Habay Hanukat Hanukat Habayit LeDawid Ani LeChozia. I repeat, Mizmor Shir Hanukat Habayit LeDawid. So if this psalm is considered apart from the title, the superscription, the theme is akin, is similar to that of Psalm 6, and the personal character is strongly marked. It is a fervent hymn of gratitude, tawada, right, toda, thanks, bamarinyan amhart miskana, of gratitude, of thanks and praise for redemption from a danger that threatened imminent death, possibly a grave illness. What, then, is the connection with the superscription? So what's the connection with the superscription? The wording of the title is, some say, somewhat strange. Mizmor, it's a chant. Isis, Shir, it's a song. Hanukkah, it's a levitation, Habayit, of the house, Ledawi, the house of David. A song at the dedication of the house of David. Now, on the assumption that the form of the psalm, Mizmor Lamed, Psalm 30, is original, for which occasion was it composed? So some have conjectured, you know, or reasoned that it was the dedication, the levitation of David's palace, of David's Hekal, his palace, in 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 11. But there is no record that he had been in dire straits at the time of its erection, the erection of his palace in 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 11. Now, others, they suppose that it's an allusion, right, to the purchase, because that we did purchase, right, that temple site, the purchase of the temple site after the outbreak of pestilence, the outbreak of the disease, the ancient pandemic in First Chronicles chapter 21, verse 14. Now, despite, however, David's statement in First Chronicles chapter 22 and 1, David's statement is, this is the house, the bayit of Yahuwah Elohim, of Jehovah Elohim. The fact remains that there was no house, so to speak, bayit, that was then Hanukkah, that was then Hanukkah, or levitated, dedicated. Now, modern scholars are agreed somewhat that the psalm, the chant, is a personal testimony of Ha'el, the Almighty's mercy, Elohim's chesed, mercy, loving kindness, grace, in a time of very sore distress and stress. Later, it was given a national interpretation, the national Targum, and selected for use at the dedication, the levitation, the Hanukkah of the second temple, and subsequently at its re-levitation, its rededication, the Hanukkah by the Maccabees. So we have the Maccabees, the book of Maccabees, the apocryphal books, you know, between Malachi and Matthew, covering that 400 years. So there we have Maccabees, and here's where we get the Hanukkah. Hanukkah is a livication. So during the time of Maccabees, temple, right, was relivicated or rededicated. Hence, there is this clause here, a song at the dedication of the house, the Shir Hanukkat Habayit LeDawit. So some see this as originally being Mizmor LeDawit, a psalm, a chant of David, and then the psalm was used by I and I communal collective worship for the relivication. Thus, the Shir Hanukkat Habayit, a song at the dedication, the Hanukkah of the house, is an addition to the original title. Now, some of the ancient rabbinical sources, they mention its recital, that it was recited in connection with the kindling, the lighting of the lights on the feast of dedication, the feast of livication, the feast of Hanukkah. And the practice remains in the Judaic, the Hebraic liturgy even to this day. So here, right out the Royal Amharic, right here, double-eyed.
So people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Fekafadar gahallo. Abitwa amlaki. ወደ አንተ ጮኹ ምህረትም አደረግህ አቤቱ ነፍሴን ከሲኦል አወጣህ ወደ ጉድጓድም እንዳሉ መዝሙር 29 በቅንነት 30 ለቤቱ መመረቅ ምስጋና ይዳዊት መዝሙር አቤቱ ተቀበልህኛልና ጥላቶቼንም ደስ አላሰኘህብኝምና ከፍ ከፍ አደርጋለሁ አቤቱ አምላኬ ወደ አንተ ጮኹ ምህረትም አደረግህልኝ አቤቱ ነፍሴን ከሲኦል አወጣህ ወደ ጉድጓድም እንዳልወድቅ አዳንከኝ ቅዱሳን ሆይ ለእግዚአብሔር ዘምሩ ለቅድስናው መታሰቢያ አመስግኑ ቁጣው ለጥቂት ጊዜ ሞገሱ ግን ለሕይወት ዘመን ለቅሶ ማታ ይመጣ ጠዋት ግን ደስታ ይሆን እኔም በደስታዬ ለዘላለም አልታወክም አለ አቤቱ በፈቃድህ ለሕይወቴ ኃይልን ሰጠሃል ፊትህን መለስህ እኔም ደነገጥ አቤቱ ወደ አንተ ጠራ ወደ አምላኬም ለመን ወደ ጥፋት በወርድ በደሜ ምን ጥቅም አለ አፈር ያመሰግንሃልን እውነትህንም ይናገራልን እግዚአብሔር ሰማ ማረኝ እግዚአብሔር ረዳት ይሆነኝ ክብሬ ተዘምርልህ ዘንድ ዝምም እንዳትል ለቅሶዬን ለደስታ ለወጥህልኝ ማቄን ቀደድህ ደስታንም አስታጠቅህ አቤቱ አምላኬ ለዘላለም አመሰግናለሁ
Psalm 30 I will extol thee, O Lord. For thou hast lifted me up, and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. Psalm 30 I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up, and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. O Lord my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. For his anger endureth but a moment, and his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And in my prosperity I said, I shall never be moved. Lord, by thy favor thou hast made my mountain to stand strong. Thou didst hide thy face, and I was troubled. I cried to thee, O Lord, and unto the Lord I made supplication. What profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? Shall the dust praise thee? Shall it declare thy truth? Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, be thou my helper. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing, thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever.
Legashun, Agarashun, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zemgashme, Ethiopia Menash. You know? But we want the next verse with Amaric. But
Mazmur Hayazabin, Bakanif Salasa. Levitu Mamarak Misgana, Idawit Mazmur. አቤቱ ተቀበልህኛልና ጠላቶቼንም ደስ አላሰኘህብኝምና ከፍ ከፍ አደርጋለሁ። አቤቱ አምላኬ ወደ አንተ ጮህሁ ምሕረትም አደረግህልኝ። አቤቱ ነፍሴን ከሲኦል አወጣህ ወደ ጉድጓድም እንዳልወድቅ አዳንከኝ። ቅዱሳን ሆይ ለእግዚአብሔር ዘምሩ፣ ለቅድስናው መታሰቢያ አመስግኑ። ቁጣው ለጥቂት ጊዜ ነው፣ ሞገሱ ግን ለሕይወት ዘመን። ለቅሶ ማታ ይመጣል፣ ጠዋት ግን ደስታ ይሆናል። እኔም በደስታዬ ለዘላለም አልታወክም አለው። አቤቱ በፈቃድህ ለሕይወቴ ኃይልን ሰጠሃል፣ ፊትህን መለስህ እኔም ደነገጥሁ። አቤቱ ወደ አንተ ጠራሁ፣ ወደ አምላኬም ለመን። ወደ ጥፋት በወርድ በደሜ ምን ጥቅም አለ? አፈር ያመሰግንሃልን? እውነትህንም ይናገራልን? እግዚአብሔር ሰማ ማረኝም፣ እግዚአብሔር ረዳት ይሆነኝ። ክብሬ ትዘምርልህ ዘንድ ዝምም እንዳትል፣ ለቅሶዬን ለደስታ ለወጥህልኝ። ማቄን ቀደድህ ደስታንም አስታጠቅኸኝ። አቤቱ አምላኬ ለዘላለም አመሰግንሃለሁ።
Salamta, Salamta, Taina, Yisterling. Today's daily psalm. Today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. And he asked the order of Malchus-Edek, 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 Malchus-Edek. Salamta, Salamta, Taina, Yisterling. Today's daily psalm. Today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. And he asked the order of Malchus-Edek, Malchus-Edek, Gormawi, Gormawi, Haile Selassie. We have Mezmor, Mezmor Selassie, Psalm 30. From the Mezmore Dawid, the Psalms of David, and here in the Authorized, Revised, Amharic Bible, Gormawi, Kanamawi, Haile Selassie, here we compare and contrast side by side. Here, the King of Kings, the Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, Haile Selassie version side by side with the KJV. And here in the superscription, we have thanksgiving for deliverance, thanksgiving for iliverance, a song of dedication, rephrase of livication, the livication of the house. So here we have the superscription in today's daily psalm, a psalm and song at the dedication. It reads the Hanukkah, Hanukkah. From the Sefer Tehillim, we have the Lamed, 30th Psalm, Psalm XXX, Mizmor Shir Hanukkah, Habayit Lidawit. A psalm. We have a psalm, a chant, an intonation, a song, an ode, Mizmor Shir Hanukkah, the livication of the house, of David. Now here, Bamarin in the Metzhaf Kedus, we have the superscription, Lebeitu Memerek Miskana, Yedawit Mezmor, Lebeitu, for the house, for his house, Memerek, Memerek, a congratulations, a graduation, congratulations, like a blessing for his bait, for his house, Lebeitu Memerek Miskana. So the sense of a livication in the royal Amharic, here we have Memerek, Memerek, a graduation. A congratulation, right? A kind of a blessing in that sense, but a livication, bringing out the sense of a renewing of the house, a graduation, a congratulation. Lebeitu, Memarek, Miskana, Miskana, thanks and praise in the royal Amharic. Miskana, Miskana, for the congratulations, the graduations, the Hebrew correspondences, the Hanukkah, Hanukkah. So the psalm connected with the Hanukkah. Hanukkah, Hanukkah, of the Beit, of the house of David. And that's also the connection conjunction of the Maccabees. We have the Maccabees and the Maccabees fighting holiday, and the theme, Hebraically, of dedication, rephrase, livication, is the Hanukkah. And the Hanukkah, as we have in Hanukkah, is connected with the Maccabees and the Maccabees. Maccabees, the fighting holiday, island day, the renewal of the temple, of the holy place, of the house. Lebeitu Memerek Miskana. Ye Dawit Mezmor. Today's daily psalm superscription. May Guy and I ride up and begin. Besama'av, Lewelid, Wamenfes, Kedus, Hadu Amlak. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one source. Today's daily psalm. We have a theme. Kakufu Adeka. Yet Danne so Miskana. Kakufu from evil, from wicked, from evil. Kakufu Adega. Adega. Adega danger. Adega adventure. Evil danger. Evil adventure. Kakufu Adega. Kakufu Adega. Yet Danne. Danne. Dana, one who is well, is good. Dechna, Dechna, one who's safe, one who's saved. Yadana so, Yadana so, Yadana so. A person, a man who is safe or saved or is good, who's made Dechna, Dana, Dana, Dechna, Dana, Yadana so. Man who's saved. Miskana, praise of a man, a person who is saved from evil danger, from evil adventure, as the word adega, meaning danger, adega, also danger. But what kind of danger? Kakufu, from evil. Kakufu adega, yadaneso, miskana. The theme of today's daily psalm, also in the Sefer Tehillim, Thanksgiving. We have thanksgiving for deliverance. Thanksgiving for deliverance. Thanksgiving for deliverance from death and destruction. Today's daily psalm. So make I and I ride up. Kuter and verse 1. Abetu tekebleh nyalina tela tochenem desalasen yeh binimna kef kef adarig halo. I will extol thee. I abetu, I father, his father, O Ab of the Beit. Abetu tekebleh nyalina tekebleh. The I has kebleh, I, the I has received, I, the I has kabbalat kebleh kabbalah tekebleh nyalina. For the I has received, I abetu tekebleh nyalina telatochenim telatoch enemies telatoche. My enemies, my haters, telatoche nim tesalasenyeh binimna. For thou hast lifted I up, KJV has, I will extol thee, O Lord, Abiertu. For thou, the I has lifted me, the I has lifted I up, and has not made my foes, telatoche, telatoche nim tes alasenyeh binimna. Has not made my foes, have not caused death, happiness, or joy against I, for my enemies. The I has not caused joy, happiness against me, my enemies to be joyful or happy against me. Telatoche nim des alasenyeh binna. Kef kef, hi hi, adarig halo, adarig halo. Kef kef, hi hi, adarig halo. I will lift the I up. I will make the I high, high, high. I will make the I high, high, high. Kuter hulet, verse 2. Abetu amlaki wada ante chohu meheretim adaregihlin. O Lord my God, KJV. KJV brings out, O Lord my God. Abetu amlaki, abetu, abetu. My father is father, father of the house. Abetu amlaki, my source, amlak, my source. Wada ante to ante, speaking directly to he who be, we be, the I male. Wada ante to the I and to none other. Chohu, 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 chohu. Wada ante chohu. KJV has, I cried to the I, but this is choh, chohu, 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 chohu. Wada ante chohu. I shouted out, my shout out is to the I and none other. Abetu, amlake, abetu, amlake, wada ante, chohu, mihiretim, mihiretim, adarigilin, and thou hast healed. I, mihiret, 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 mercy, mihiret and mercy, adarig, adarig, adarig. Adareg-hiling, you has done, the I male has done, for in favor of I, mehiret, 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 I has done mercy, for I, Kuter source. Verse 3. Abet Nesin Kasiol Awet Ahat. What a good Guadim and Alwarda Dan Hang. O Lord, Abetu. O my Father, his Father, O Father of the house, Abetu. Nesin Kasiol Awet Ahat. Nesi, my soul, my psyche. Nesin Kasiol from Siol, from Sheol, from the anti-repatriation, from the anti-repatriation state, from the grave we have here, but we have the Sheol, right? That place, that state of mind, often connotated as hell, right? Or the furthest state from the Father. We call it the anti-repatriation state. The ancients call it the underworld, the duat, the sub of the subconscious state, the furthest state from the Father, the Sheol, Hebraically speaking. Nefsin, my psyche, my soul, she, her. Nefsin, kasiol, from Sheol, awet ahat, you have brought up my soul, you have brought her up from Sheol, you have brought her up from Sheol, from hell, from the anti-repatriation state. What a good Guadim, and to the pit, what a good Guadim in Dal word, so that I do not go down. Adan hang, you have caused I, male, has made I, dehna, so I can say, ekeziavye yemeskan, or the gurgwa dim and that word, adan hang. KJV has, thou has kept me, has kept I alive, that I should not go down to the pit. So we have the Sheol or the Seol here. We have the anti-repatriation state, the place of hell and nightmare and furthest and then alienation from the place of the Father. Nefsin Kasiola Wittahat, you have lifted up, caused my psyche to come out of that state of mind, that subconscious, that hell state of mind, what a good Guadim, and to the pit in Dal word, so I do not word descend in Dal word, Adan hang, the eye has made I dechna safe, good, well, and well being. Kuter Arat, verse 4. Kedusan hoy le exiavir zemru, le kedisanawim metasabia, amesgenu. Sing to Ekaziavihir, the sustainer, the good, the generous, the open-handed, our Father, Kedusan Hoy, O y'all, ye saints of his, ye Kedusan, speaking to the Kedusan, the Holy One, the set-apart one, Kedusan Hoy, healing them all, oh, to say, Hoy, Kedusan Hoy, O Holy Ones, O set-apart ones, Kedusan Hoy, Le'egziavihir Zemru, chant, intonate, sing mezmor, chant, vocal intonations to Egziavihir, Le'kedisanawim metasebiya, and for his islandness, his set-apartness, Le'kedisanaw, holiness, Kedisanaw, his holiness, Le'kedisanaw, for his holiness, Le'kedisanawum, and for his islandness, Metasebiya, the remembrance, the calling to heart and mind of his set apartness, Le'kedisanawum, Metasebiya, Ameskenu, oh, give thanks, give Miskana, and give thanks at the remembrance of his islandness, his holiness, his set apartness, Kutar Amis, verse 5. Kutau, Le'tikit, Zeno, Mogasu Gina Lehueta Zemin, Likso Mata Yimetal, Tewatagin, Testa Yihona. For his anger endureth but a moment, KJV translates this verse, the fifth verse here, in his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Bamarinya, in the midst of Kedus, the authorized, advised, and Harik Bible, Gurmawi, Kanamawi, Hadis Salas, the Book of the Seven Seals, here in Kutar Amis of today's daily psalm, is Mor Salasa, Psalm 30, here at Kutar Amis, verse 5, it says, Kutau, his anger, Kuta, anger. Kuta rat, kutau, kutau, his anger, let tikit gize, tikit for a little, tikit for a small, a little, gize, t time, letukit gizedno, put all his anger, letukit gizedno, is for a little time, a short time. His anger endureth but for a moment. Morgesugin, morges, his favor, his only, let me say, appreciation, appreciate love, appreciate to the morges, morgeskin, his favor, but his favor, morges, morgesu, his favor, morges, appreciation, morgesu, his appreciation, morgesu, gin, but his appreciation, appreciate loveation. La hewet zemen is for hewet, life, zemen, for life season, for lifetime, in his favor, KJV brings out. In his favor is life. Likso, weeping. This is the word for weeping. As we had in the previous verse, crying out is a shout out. Here we have likso, weeping. The boohoo, weeping. Mata, mata yimetal, mata. The evening come. Weeping, evening, it comes. Weeping may come. Weeping may endure, KJV has, for a night or in the evening. Likso, mata, mata, the evening yimetal. It will come. It comes in the Mata, likso, mata yumetal. Tawat gin, tawat, morning, the tawat gin. However, in the morning, tawat, desta, desta yihona, desta yihona. But joy, but happiness cometh in the tawat. So we have the mata, you say, melkam mata, erev tov. Right, erev, the evening, good. And the morning, boker, boker. In the Hebrew here, we have tawat, tawat. Tawat, the morning. Melkam Tawat. Melkam Tawat. Good morning. Tawat again. Desta Yehonam. Kuter Siddis. Verse 6. Inem Bedesta Ye. Zalalem Al Tawakum Alhu. And in my prosperity, I said, I shall never be moved. Kuter Siddis. Verse 6 here. Inem. Ine. I. Inem. And I. Inem. Bedesta Ye. Bedesta Ye. Desta, desta, happiness, the previous verse, the joy, right? And in my joy, here KJV brings out my prosperity. And I, and as for I, inem, bedesta ye, and I, in my joy, in my happiness, bedesta ye, lezel alem al tawakim, alhu, alhu, alu. I said, alhu. I said, in my joy, in my happiness, lezel alem al tawakum, lezel alem, forever, to the world without end, al tawakum, al tawakum. I shall not be agitated, disturbed, I shall not be moved, I shall not be moved, al tawakum, kuter sabat, verse 7. Abitu, befekadi, lehiwete hailin, setahat, fitehina melesi, melesi, inem denegetuhu. Lord, Abirtu, my father's father, O father of the bait, or Ab of the bait, Abirtu, bear fek adis, the I male will bear in on by way of fek adis, bear fek adis, in by thy favor, KJV has, thou hast made my mountain to stand strong. Thou didst hide thy face, and I was troubled, is the KJV, King James Version. Here in the HSC, Haile Selassie Version, he has Kuter Sabat Avirtu, my father, his father, O Ab of the Beit, Befek Adis, in the I will, Lehiwete, for my life, for my liberty, my Hiwet, Lehiwete, for my life, Hailin, Hail, power, Hailin, power, Hail, set a heart. Set a heart. The eye has given her by the eye male will. The eye has given for my life. Chayil. Power. Befek adih lehiwate chaylin. Set a heart. Fitehin. The eye male present. Fitih. Fitih. The eye's presence, perception. Fitehin. And the eye's male perception. Melesi. 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 Fitehin. Melesi. Turn the eye's presence, perception. Turn, return, answer with the eye male's presence, perception, and name. The eye turn the eye's face to say that, Abirtu, you have given by your will for my life strength. You have turned your perception. You have turned your face, in name. And I, in name. And as for I, the negetuhu, the negetuhu, the negetu. I was in a mental state of shock. I was in a mental state of shock. I was troubled, but in the sense of denegetuhu, inem, as for I, denegetuhu, I was in a mental state of shock. ቁጥር 8 verse 8 አቤቱ ወደ አንተ ጠራው ወደ አምላኬ ማለመንሁ I called to the eye of to my father father of the bait of the house of to what ante what it was ante the eye speaking directly to he who be who he be the eye male ante what ante to the eye tarahu 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 what ante tarahu I called to the eye to the eye by name, to the eye and to none other ante, I called to the eye by name. Whether I'm lakim and to my source, whether I'm lakim and to my amlak, to my source, lemenhu, 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 I beseech, I begged, I, here we have in the KJV, supplicated, supplication, I cried to the eye, KJV says, I called to the eye by name, O Lord, aver to what ante tarau, and to the Lord, it says in the KJV, I made supplication. What am lakim and to my source, lemenhu, I beseeched, I begged, I made supplication. Kuter zeken, verse 9. What tifata bewarda bedeme nina tikmale? After yamesa ginhalin? Yamesa ginhalin? Eunetinema yinagralin? What profit is there in my blood? What tifat? When I go down to the pit, bewarda deme min tikim, what tikim, what profit, what benefit? Minna tikimale, min tikimale, min tikimale, what profit is there? What towards tifat, destruction, perdition, the lost state? What a tifata bewarda. Bedeme, deme, my blood, bedeme in my blood, mintik male, afer the dust, yamesugin halin, will the dust, shall the dust, afer, shall the afer, praise, give miskana to the eye, eunetihinim, yinagralin, shall it declare thy truth, thy eunet, eunetih, the eye male's objective reality, eunet tehinim, yinagralin, shall it speak, shall it tell? Kutaraser, verse 10. Kutaraser, exyavihar, sma, marenyim, exyavihar, redate, honenyim, hear, O exyavihar, O sustainer, and have mercy upon me, have mercy upon I, marenyim, marenyim. Exyavihar sustaina redate, my help, my assistance, honeng, has become, I redat, I help, I assistance. Here KJV has, Lord, be thou, it's a request here, be thou my helper. The Metzav Kedus brings out the sense that the sustaina redate, my helper, my assistance, my, in that sense of my help meet, redate, honeng, 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 be for I, has become for I, kutarasara and, verse 11. Kubre tizemer tizem tizemerlizen zimma and atil lik soyena le desta le wet ling makena edede desta nem asa tatek hang. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me, girded I with gladness. Bamarinya. In the Amharic we have kubre, kubre, my glory, my kubre, my honor, kubre, kubre, te zemur li zen, so that my kubre, my kubre, my glory chant. Praise, but in the sense of chanting mezmor, chanting, intonate, chant, Isis, the eye, zimim, silence and silence, zimim and datil, so that she is not silent, zimim and datil, so that kubre, my glory, is not silent, but so that my glory give chant Isis, kabre te zemur lihizen zemim and datil lik soyin, my weeping, my buhuhu lik soyin le desta, my weeping, liksoyen ledesta, my weeping to joy, my weeping to happiness. Lawatihling, you have turned, you have changed in essence. You have changed my, or exchanged, liksoyen, my weeping led for desta. Lawatihling, makain, thou hast put off my sackcloth, ripping that sackcloth. You have ripped that sackcloth off of me, that carcass bag, that carcass sack off of I. Destanim, and joy, or here KJV says, and girded I with gladness. Destanim, asatat ekhen. Destanim, asatat ekhen. And has girded I, girding me with joy, girding me with happiness. Girding eye with happiness. Kuter Asara Hulet, verse 12. KJV, King James Version, has this here. Firstly, says, to the end that my glory, see the connection part of the verse here that's translated in verse 12 of KJV is actually found in the 11th verse of the HSV, Haile Selassie Version, the Metzav Kedus. It says, to the end that my glory may sing praise, chant Isis, Kavrei Tezemurli Zen, to the eye. Males, that she may chant Isis Zimim and Datil, and not for her to be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks to the eye forever. And here's where Kutarasara Hulet picks up in the Metzav Kedus. Abetu Amlaki, my father, his father, O Ab of the Beit. Amlaki, my source, Lezalalem, 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 forever to the world without end. Amesaginhalo. I will praise, give Miskana Amesegin Halo. I will praise Miskana the eye for either.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Let
them rejoice before God. Yes! Rastafari. Yes! Rastafari.
مزمور 29 بكنف 30 لبيتو ممرق مسغانا يداويت مزمور عبيتو تقبلهن يالنا طلاتوچنم دس سلاسنه بنيمنا كف كف ادرغالو عبيتو املاكي ودان تچو خمرتم ادرغتلي عبيتو نفسين كسيول اوطاه ود غدغادم اندالور قادانكاي ቅዱሳን ሆይ ለእግዚአብሔር ዘምሩ ለቅድስናው መታሰቢያ አመስግኑ ቁጣው ለጥቂት ጊዜ ነው ሞገሱ ግን ለሕይወት ዘመን ለቅሶ ማታ ይመጣል ጠዋት ግን ደስታ ይሆናል እኔም በደስታዬ ለዘላለም አልታወክም አለ አቤቱ በፈቃድህ ለሕይወቴ ኃይልን ሰጠሃል ፊትህን መለስህ እኔም ደነገጥ አቤቱ ወደ አንተ ጠራሁ ወደ አምላኬም ለመን ወደ ጥፋት በወርድ በደሜ ምን ጥቀማለ አፈር ያመሰግነሃልን እውነትህንም ይናገራልን እግዚአብሔር ሰማ ማረኝም እግዚአብሔር ረዳት ይሆነኝ ክብሬ ትዘምርልህ ዘንድ ዝምም እንዳትል ለቅሶዬን ለደስታ ለወጥህልኝ ማቄን ቀደድህ ደስታንም አስታጠቅህ አቤቱ አምላኬ ለዘላለም አመሰግናለሁ
Some people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Psalm 30. I will extol thee, O Lord. For thou hast lifted me up, and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. O Lord my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. For his anger endureth but a moment, and his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And in my prosperity I said, I shall never be moved. Lord, by thy favor thou hast made my mountain to stand strong. Thou didst hide thy face, and I was troubled. I cried to thee, O Lord, and unto the Lord I made supplication. What profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? Shall the dust praise thee? Shall it declare thy truth? Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, be thou my helper. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever, 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 forever.
Mizmor Lamed, Mizmor Shir Hanukkat Habayit Le David. Mizmor Lamed, Mizmor Shir Hanukkat Habayit Le David. Mizmor Shir Hanukkat Habayit Le David. Mizmor Shir Hanukkat Habayit Le David. Aromimcha Adonai Kidilitani. Velo simmahta oyevai li. Adonai Elohai, shivati elecha vattirpaeni. Adonai, he'elita min she'ol nafshi, chiyitani mi yordevor. Zammeru l'Adonai chasidav, vehodu lezecher kodsho. Ki rega be'apo hayim birtzono, בערב ילין בכי ולבוקר רינה. ואני אמרתי ושלבי בל אמות לעולם. אדוני, ברצונך העמדת להררי עוז, הסתרת פניך, הייתי נבהל. אליך אדוני אקרא ואל אדוני אתחנן. מה בצע בדמי ברידתי אל שחת? היודך עפר? היגיד עמיתך שמע אדוני וחונני, אדוני היה עוזר לי. הפכת מספדי למחול לי, פיתחת שקי ותעזרני שמחה. למען יזמרך כבוד ולא ידום, אדוני אלוהי לעולם הודקה, 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 הודקה.
Hear, 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 Midrash, Midrash, a study on today's daily psalm, Mizmor Lamed, Psalm XXX, Mizmor Lamed, Psalm 30, 30, 30. Hear, 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 Midrash, Midrash, a study on today's daily psalm, Mizmor Lamed, Psalm XXX, Mizmor Lamed, Psalm 30. Mizmor Shir Chanukata Bait Ledawi, a psalm, a Mizmor, a chant, intonation, a shir, a song, at the dedication, at the Chanukat, the livication, ha-bayit of the house of David, ha-bayit le-David, mizmor shir Chanukat ha-bayit le-David, here, Hebraically, Psalm 30, mizmor lamed, here, Hebraically, verse 1. In the KJV, other Bibles, this will be contained in the Better Bibles as a superscription. Many, many avoid or don't really see the importance, but Hebraically, this is the first verse. Mizmor Shir Chanukat Habayit LeDawi, a psalm and song at the livication, the dedication, the livication of the house of David, the house of Dawi. Mizmor Shir Chanukat Habayit LeDawi. Rav Chista said, there is no difference of opinion that the sanctuary below is the counterpart of the sanctuary above. For in the verse from Shemot, from Exodus 15:17, Thou, Yahweh, Jehovah, has made it a place, a makon for thy dwelling. You are to read not makon, a place for, a makon, but mikuan, a counterpart of. Because the two are counterparts, said Ravacha. Debir, in the verse from Psalm 28, verse 2, when I lift up my hands toward thy holy oracle, thy debir, bir nasayya yadai illa debir kadishka, when I lift up my hands, bir nasayya yadai, toward thy holy, thy eyeless sanctuary, illa debir kadishka. This means literally, quote, the place out of which revelations, debirot, go forth to the world, end quote. As is said in Micah 4:2, out of Zion shall go forth the law. Rav Chanina said, literally, debir means the place out of which Ha'el, the true good, the true God's edicts, his dibur, go forth to the world. And mortals say in awe, according to Psalm 68, verse 36, awesome is God out of thy holy places. Nora Elohim imikadasheka, awful, awesome, Nora is Elohim imikadasheka, out of thy holy, thy Isla places. Another comment on Mizmor, song, Shir, song, Mizmor Shir Chanukat Habayit LeDawid, a song at the Chanukat, the livication, the dedication, the Chanukah of the Bayit of Dawid, of David. Mizmor Shir Chanukat Habayit LeDawid. These words are to be considered in the light illumination of the verse from Eob, Job 41:13, Hebraically. Whatever act of coming to me to I, a man begins, I complete. Whatever act of coming to me to I, a man begins, I complete. Hebraically, Eob, Job 41:13. If ever a man considered doing a commandment for my sake, did I not stand behind him? Who would perform a circumcision had I not first given him a son? Who would display fringes had I not first given him a mantle? Who would build a parapet about his roof had I not first given him a house? If ever a man thought in his heart, in his mind, in his heart to do a commandment and was constrained from doing it, did I not reckon him as having done it? Thus, David had only to think of building the sanctuary, and it was called by Shemo, by his name, as it is said, Mizmor Shir Chanukat Habayit LeDawid. Another comment on Mizmor Shir Chanukat Habayit LeDawid, Psalm 30, verse 1 and verses 4 and 5. Yahuwah he'alita mina shiol nafshi. Chitani Mia Yordei Bor, according to the Ketib, or Chitani Miyardi Bor, Zamru La Yahuwah Chisedaya, Wuhodu Alizakir Kadsho, a song, and song at the livication of the house of Dawid. O Jehovah, thou hast brought up my soul from the netherworld. Yahweh, he'alita mina shiol nafshi. O Jehovah, thou broughtest up my soul from the netherworld, from Sheol. Yahweh, he'alita mina shiol nafshi. Sing to Jehovah, O ye, O y'all, his holy ones, his Isla ones. Zamru la Yahuwah chesedayo. The last verse in this passage is to be considered in the light, the illumination of what Scripture says elsewhere, even in Psalm 149, verse 5. Make the holy ones, the Isla ones, be joyful in glory. Make them sing aloud upon their beds. Ya ilzoa chesedima bikavod. Yehanu ala misha kavotam. Make the saints the chesedim, chesedim. Exalt ya ilzoa chesedim bikavod in glory and kavod. Yehanu, make them sing and ringing and singing in shrilling tones. Yehanu ala misha kavotam upon their beds. Rav Chiya the Great taught, when the righteous leave this world, three companies of angels join them. One saying, he shall enter into peace, into shalom. And another, according to Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah 57 and 2, they shall rest in their beds. And still another, each one shall walk in his uprightness. And then these angels, Melakim, go ahead of the righteous, leading them to the Gan Ba'Eden, to the Garden of Eden, of Eden, of delights. Rav Yehuda Judah, in the name of Rav Simon, citing Rav Josiah, said, if one deer speak thus, like this, of HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he himself says to the righteous, Yehi ratzon asher bo'eka b'shalom, may thy coming be in peace. Yehi ratzon asher bo'eka b'shalom. And the proof? From what is said to Harasha, to the ratchet, to the wicked, according to Yeshaya, Isaiah 57:21, there is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked, to the ratchet. If Ha'el, the true good, the true God, says to Harasha, to the ratchet, there is no peace, then how much more likely is he to say to HaTzadik, the righteous, come, come in peace. Indeed, HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, says of HaTzadik, the righteous, let him come in peace, b'shalom. Accordingly, in Psalm 149 and 5, let the Holy Ones, let the Isle ones be joyful, exalt, be joyful in glory. Psalm 149, verse 5. Ya ilzu chesedim b'kavod. What sort of kavod? Kavod. What sort of kavod? Glory is meant. The glory that HaKadosh himself, the Holy One himself, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, receives HaTzadik, the righteous, so that at the very moment of leaving this world, they break forth in joyous praise, eyes of HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he. Rav Chiya Bar Jose taught, there is no difference between the righteous HaTzadik who are alive and HaTzadik, the righteous who are dead, except that the living have the power of speech. The dead, nevertheless, are able to sing praise, eyes to HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he. For he binds their souls, their psyches, in the bundle of life. As Abigail said, even in 1 Samuel 25:29, the soul of Adoni, my Lord, shall be bound in the bundle of life by Yahweh Eloheka, by Jehovah, the I Elohim. And so, make them sing aloud upon their beds. Yeranu ala misha kabotam. Make them sing aloud upon their beds. Clearly denotes a song of praise. As in Psalm 118, verse 15, the voice of singing at salvation is in the tents of the righteous. The voice of singing at salvation is in the tents of the righteous. Kol rina we yeshua be'aholes adikim. The voice of rejoicing. Kol rina. The voice of rina. Kol rina we yeshua. And salvation we yeshua be'aholes adikim is in the tents of the tzadikim, of the righteous. Rav Yohanan said, whenever an elder expounding from a teacher's chair says that, thus such and such, such and such a master taught,
the lips of the master move and give utterance in the grave. For it is said in Shir HaShirim, in Song of Songs 7 and 10, the speech of thy mouth is like the best wine, moving the lips of those that are asleep. Song of Songs 7 and 10, the speech of thy mouth is like the best wine, moving the lips of those that are asleep. What is meant by the words, moving the lips of those that are asleep? They mean that of themselves, the lips of those in the grave give utterance, just as of itself a mass of grapes gives forth its juice. Hence it is said, let them, make them sing aloud upon their beds. Yeranu ala mishikavotam. David thus said, Agora be ahalika olamim. Make I dwell in thy tent forever, for I've Agora be ahalika olamim. In Psalm 61 and 5. Could the thought have come into David's mind, that he would live forever? If not, what is meant by olamim, forever? According to Rav Yehuda Judah, it means that David prayed, quote, forever may my psalms, my tehillim, be sung in houses of prayer and in houses of study. HaKadosh Baruch Hu replied, though thou wilt die, Shemeka, thy name, shall never move from within my house. For psalms, tehillim, beginning Psalm of David, Mezmore David, shall be sung in Shemeka, in thy name, at every sacrifice. Nay, more, because thou, the I, didst consider building a sanctuary that Shlomo, Solomon, thy son, shall build, I shall write a dedication, a livocation, in Shemeka, in the I's name, as is said. Mizmor Shir Hanukkah Tahabait Le David. A song in song at the Hanukkah Tahabait Le David, the dedication, livocation of the house of David, not of Shlomo, Le Shlomo, says Scripture, but Le David, of David. Another comment on Mizmor Shir Hanukkah Tahabait Le David, a song and song at the livocation of the house of David. These words are to be considered in the light, illumination of the verse found in Psalm 62 and 13. Also to the eye, O Jehovah, belongeth mercy, for thou renderest to every man according to his walk. Ulika Donai Chased. Kiata tishalem leish k'ma'esehu. Also to the eye, Adonai, uleka Adonai, chased, belongeth chased, mercy. Kiata, for the eye, tishalem, renderest tishalem leish, to every man, to every ish, k'ma'esehu, according to his walk, according to his work. Uleka Adonai chased, ki ata tishalem, le'ish k'ma'esehu. Rav Yehuda, Judah, and Rav Nehemiah, took this verse to mean that the measure of Ha'el, the true good, the true God's punishment, is barren and bears no evil fruit, but that the measure of Ha'el, the true good, the true God's goodness, bears fruit, as is said in Hosea 10 and 12, sow to yourselves according to righteousness, then reap according to mercy. Sow to yourselves according to righteousness, then reap according to mercy. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? What does the Holy One, blessed be He, do? He makes a man pay but once for his iniquities, but he returns again and again to reward him for his good deeds. The rabbis taught, when he makes a man pay for his iniquities, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, does not make him pay in full. As is said even in Ezra 9 and 13, thou, the I, Eloheinu, Ayinai Elohim, true good, true God, has punished us, punish Ayinai less than our iniquities warrant, and has left us, left I and I, a remnant such as this. Rav Eleazar, Eliza, and Rav Jose Bar, Rav Hanina differed. Rav Eleazar said, when the pans of a scale balance exactly with the evil deeds on one side and the good deeds on the other, what does HaKadosh, the Holy One, the Eloah, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, do? He tips the scale toward mercy, as is said in Psalm 62, verse 13, toward thee, the eye, O Lord, mercy. Toward thee, the eye, O Lord, mercy. Ulka Adonai Chesed. Ulka Adonai Chesed. Toward thee, Adonai Chesed, mercy, loving kindness. Rav Jose Bar Rav Hanina said, what does HaKadosh, the Holy One, the Eloah, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, do? He snatches a writ of debt out of the evil deeds, and instantly the scale inclines toward the good deeds. For it is said, even in Micah, in Micah 7 and 18, who is a God like to the eye, who in lifting the iniquity passeth over transgression? Rav Nehemiah taught, when a man considers committing a chatiat, chet, sin, akri, lack, HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, imputes no chatiat, sin, akri, to him until he commits it. But when a man considers doing a good deed and finds himself unable to do it, HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, writes it down even without the doing, as though he had done it. For it is said, even in Malachi 3 and 15, Yahuwah Jehovah hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before Him for them that fear, that reverence Yahuwah Jehovah, and that thought upon Shemo, and that thought upon His name. But a heathen, even if he merely considers doing a wickedness or ratchetness, though he has not done it, HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, imputes the wickedness, the ratchetness to him as if he had done it. Thus, of Laban, it is said in Devarim, Deuteronomy 26 and 5, an Aramean wrought destruction upon Abi, upon my father. But did Laban wreak destruction upon Yaakov, upon Jacob? No. But because Laban considered wrecking destruction upon Yaakov, upon Jacob, HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, imputed it to him as if he had wrought the destruction, the destruction. When a heathen considers doing a good deed, however, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, does not write it down until he has done it. Thus of Darius, it is said, even in Daniel 6 and 15, the king labored till the going down of the sun to rescue him. That is, although the king considered saving Daniel, nevertheless, it was not imputed a good deed to the king by HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, until the king had accomplished it. But a Jew, when he considers committing a sin, or akri, HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, imputes no chatiat, no lack, no sin, no akri to him until he commits it. For it is said even in Micah 2 and 1, woe to them that consider iniquity and also walk evil upon their beds. Rav Huna taught in saying, according to Psalm 66, 18, when I had regarded iniquity in my heart, Adonai would not hear it. Aven, im ra'iti ve'libi, lo yishma'a Adonai. If I had regarded iniquity in my heart, Adonai would not hear. Aven. Im ra'iti ve'libi lo yishma'a Adonai. when I had regarded iniquity in my heart. Aven, im raiti velivi, Adonai would not hear. Lo yishma'a Adonai. David meant that whenever he considered doing a good deed, even though he had not been able to do it, HaKadosh, the Holy One, the Isle One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, imputed it to him as if he had done it. You can see for yourself that this is true. David, but considered starting the building of the sanctuary, and though he was unable to build it, its dedication, its Chanukat, its levitation was written in his name. For it is said, a psalm and song at the dedication of the house of David. Mizmor shir Chanukat ha-bayit le-David. Hence, whenever a man suffers for a cause, it is called by Shemo, his name. We find that this is true of Moshe. He suffered grief for HaTorah, for Jah's direction, instruction, for the teaching of His Majesty. As it is said in Shemot in Exodus 34:28. And he was there with Yahweh, with Jehovah, 40 days and 40 nights. He did neither eat bread nor drink water. And HaTorah, the law, Jah's direction, instruction, came to be called by Shemo, by his name, as is said even in Malachi 3:22. Remember ye, remember y'all the law of